ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, Chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge, Text 38. Na, please repeat, na,
na.
Hi,
hi.
Jnanena,
sadrisham,
pavitram,
iha,
vidyate,
tat,
swayam,
Yoga
Sangsiddhah
Kalena
Atmani
Vindati
Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham Pavitramiha Vidyate Tat Swayam Yoga Sangsiddhah Kalenatmani vindati
Nahi
jnanena sadrisham Pavitramiha vidyate Tat swayam yoga sangsiddha Kalenatmani vindati In this world there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism, and one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Purport. When we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage, and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service, and when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. This is one of a series of verses in the chapter of Bhagavad Gita, which is called Transcendental Knowledge, in which Krishna, who is Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyaha, who is the object of knowledge among all that is to be known, Krishna praises knowledge. And obviously, Bhagavad Gita is an exposition of knowledge.
Bhagavad Gita adhyaya divya jnana dalli, divya jnana adhyaya dalli, paruvanta vanda shloka vidu.
Yeah, so Bhagavad Gita is obviously a book of knowledge. It's a treatise of knowledge, you already said that.
Bhagavad Gita, jnana kodutte namage.
Arjuna was in ignorance.
Arjuna jnanadallidda.
Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to relieve him from his ignorance.
Ajnanadallidda mukti kodalikke Bhagavanta Shri Krishna Bhagavad Gita nodida.
Bhagavad Gita is the summary of all knowledge.
Bhagavad Gita samasta jnana koshada ondu saramsha.
Therefore, we see here knowledge is being praised.
Adike jnanavannu hogalidare jnana irbeku anta helidare.
However, although in one sense it could be said that jnana and bhakti are the same, because one who knows Krishna properly must worship Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhavamata sarvang pravartate itimatva bhajante maang buddha bhava samanditaha. One who knows that Krishna is the source of everything, that everything emanates from Krishna, certainly worships him with intelligence and feeling.
Bhagavanta ella karanagalige moola karana hagu samasta srishti bhagavantaninda bartta ide anta gyana iddavaru avaru sampurna buddhi shaktiyannu upayogisi krishnananu aaradhisuttare.
However, the point is to love Krishna,
andre krishnananu preetisabeku,
not simply to know about him.
Kevala krishnana bagge gyana idre sakagalla.
There are many people about who are considered important, about whom there is knowledge. Apparently there are 20,000 biographies available on the internet. So you might learn about some great person of this world, and you might develop some regard for them. You might develop some regard, some respect. Just like, for instance, you might learn something about Subhash Chandra Bose. And you might have great respect for him. But no one really thinks of having bhakti for Subhash Chandra Bose. It's knowing about Krishna is different from knowing about other people. One thing is that however much you know about Subhash Chandra Bose, you can't have any relationship with him at all. That personality, or that body which combined, that gross body combined with the subtle body, which was known as S.C. Bose, is now somewhere else. We don't know where, but the body is not there, but the soul has gone somewhere else. Maybe it's one of you. Maybe it's me. I don't know. Not very likely, but it's possible. If you go in the mental institution, where all the crazy people are, you'll find Subhash Chandra Bose, Nehru, Gandhi, Napoleon, Hitler, they're all there. At least people think they are such a person. But that is ignorance. Now, why should we learn about Krishna? Well, to know him is to love him. To know him is to... If you know him, you must love him. Love, love, love. Because Krishna is not a person in the same way that S.C. Bose was a person, Mahatma Gandhi was a person, Pandit Nehru was a person.
Pandit Nehru, Mahatma Gandhi, Subhash Chandra Bose,
Krishna's personality, Krishna is eternal, the same person. Every Atma is eternal. But in this material existence, we get one identity after another. And Krishna also has many identities. Rama, Nrisimha, Varaha, Kurma, but they're all eternal.
Rama, Nrisimha, Kurma, Varaha, no, vyaktitva ide. Adare pratiyondu vyaktitva kuda sanatanavadadu.
So we can have an eternal relationship with Krishna.
Adike naavu sambandhavannu Krishnanodige belisikollabeku.
But we can't have a relationship unless with someone, unless we know them. So here, jnana is being praised. And there is knowledge about practically unlimited subjects. It used to be in the universities that there were a few courses, but now there are practically unlimited. You can take all kinds of courses on all kinds of things. The knowledge is unlimited because phenomena and the number of phenomena are unlimited.
Vishaya.
But the beginning of real knowledge is to understand what we need to know. We can learn many, many things. But what is that subject by knowing which which is the best subject to know?
What is that?
Yasmin gyate sarva gyanam vigyatam bhavati. This the very good question comes up in one of the Upanishads. What is that subject by knowing which everything is to be known? Yasmin vigyate sarvam etad vigyatam bhavati. That's it. And here in Bhagavad Gita, which is the essence of all the Upanishads, Krishna answers that. Yo mameva samurho janati purushottamam sasarva vidbhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. He tells Bharata, Arjuna, that who knows me to be the supreme person without doubting, he knows everything. And therefore, Krishna says, he worships me in all respects. So, there are many similar statements.
ಮಾತುಗಳನ್ನು ಹೇಳಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆಯಲ್ಲಿ. ಇದೇ ತರ
ಯಾ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಲ್ಸ್ವೇರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ
ಬೇರೆ ಕಡೆ ಬೇರೆ ಗ್ರಂಥಗಳಲ್ಲೂ ಇದೇ ಮಾತನ್ನು ಹೇಳಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ.
ಹಿಯರ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ tells Arjuna, this comes in the 7th chapter, Jnanam teham savijnanam idam vakshami asheshatah yajgyatva neha bhuyo yajgyatavyam avashishyate. I will now explain to you knowledge and the vijnana, practical application of knowledge, by knowing which nothing further will remain to be known.
ತಿಳಿದುಕೋ, ಈ ಎರಡು ವಿಷಯಗಳನ್ನು ನೀನು ತಿಳ್ಕೊಂಡ ಮೇಲೆ ನಿನಗೆ ತಿಳಿಬೇಕಾಗಿರೋ ವಸ್ತು ಜ್ಞಾನವೇ ಇರೋದಿಲ್ಲ, ವಿಖ್ಯೆ ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾನೆ.
Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that ignorance is the cause of our bondage and knowledge is the cause of our liberation.
Krishna ಹೇಳ್ತಾನೆ, Prabhupada ತಮ್ಮ ಮಹಾಭಾರತದಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ, ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ಬಂಧನಕ್ಕೆ ಕಾರಣವಾಗುತ್ತೆ ಹಾಗೂ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಕೊಡುತ್ತೆ ನಮಗೆ ಅಂತ.
But this obviously means a particular kind of knowledge. This means a particular is kamatlab hai ek prakar ka vishesh gyan.
ee gyana ondu visheshavadanta vastu anta helu.
It's not that just by going to any college and studying engineering that you become liberated.
Now you have engineering college hogi engineering modidre namu mukti sigutte anta adkolakagalla idilla namage.
So what is that knowledge by which one gets liberated?
Yava gyanavannu namu tilkondre namage mukti sigutte anta namu yochane madbeku.
Bhagavat tattva vijnanam sang, what is it? Bhagavat tattva vijnanam muktir sanga sango pajayate. What's wrong with me? I don't have any knowledge. Left it all in Salem, forgot to bring it with me. Muktir sanga pajayate. Yeah, so the translation of that is that knowledge of Bhagavat tattva, who is Krishna. Bhagavat tattva vijnanam muktir sangasya jayate, mukti sangasya jayate. One becomes freed from material attachments.
Bhagavat tattva vijnanam andre bhagavantana bage tilkolodandre aa gyanada gyana artukonda mele adara parinamadinda namage yavude bhautika vishayada mele vastuvina mele moha hotu hotu hogutte, moha irodilla hagu bandhana irodilla.
So how important is knowledge in bhakti?
Bhaktiya margadalli hoguvaga gyanada margu gyanada patravenu.
The highest knowledge is to know that we are meant for loving Krishna.
Ati sheshtavadanta gyana enandre naavu iruvude Krishnananu preetisuvudakke anta tilkolodu.
But if we love Krishna, then what is the need of studying so many things about Krishna's energies?
Krishnananu naavu preetisbeku anta naavu arthukonda mele Krishnana vividhavadanta shaktigala bage gyana yaku tilkolbeku naavu.
If someone is attracted to Krishna's pastimes, then what does he need to know about all how Krishna oversees all the material world and so many things like this?
Krishnana leelegala mele namage preetiya mundu beledha mele Krishnana vividhavadanta shakti ಹಾಗೂ ಈ ಶಕ್ತಿ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿಯಲ್ಲಿ ಹೇಗೆ ಸಂಚಲನ ಮಾಡ್ತಾ ಇದೆ ಅನ್ನೋದ್ರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಾವು ಯಾಕೆ ಬೆಳೆಸ್ಕೋಬೇಕು?
We often find in Gauriya Vaishnava culture that jnana is not considered very highly.
Gauriya Vaishnava ಪರಂಪರೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಈ ಪಂಕ್ತದಲ್ಲಿ ಜ್ಞಾನಕ್ಕೆ ಅತಿ ಶ್ರೇಷ್ಠವಾದಂತಹ ಸ್ಥಾನವನ್ನು ನಾವು ಕೊಡೋದಿಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ನಾವು ನೋಡ್ತೀವಿ.
And in fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the rejection of jnana as the beginning of the kind of bhakti that he is interested in.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jnanavannu tyajisiddare. Ee jnanada moolaka bhakti beliyutte anno ondu aalochaneyannu tyajisiddare avaru.
jnane prayasa mudapasyana manta eva jivanti sanmukharitam bhavati avartam sthane sthita shujigatang tanuvang manobi ye prayasham apitai striloka. He says, actually this is quoting from Bhagavatam, that one should give up the endeavor for jnana, for knowledge. Mukta Sangho Pajayate. Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Mukta Sangasya Jayate. And become humble. One should live one's life for the sake of hearing from devotees. And what will devotees talk about? They'll talk about Krishna. In whatever situation we're in, we can remain in that situation. But we can dedicate ourselves fully, body, mind, words, everything, for this hearing about Krishna. And in this way one can conquer Krishna, who is otherwise unconquerable within all the three worlds.
So, So
what does this mean, that we should give up knowledge? Obviously this statement can't be completely literal. Because we are advised to give up the attempt for knowledge, but at the same time to hear about Krishna. So, hearing about Krishna means to get knowledge of Krishna. So, jnane prayasa mudapasya namanta eva. The point is that one should be humble and not think that I'm going to learn everything about Krishna and conquer Krishna by knowing everything about him. It's not that by knowing Krishna you can outfox him and conquer him. So, particularly this attempt of trying to know everything and then becoming liberated, this attempt is associated with the impersonalist philosophers. They have the idea, let us study everything and then we'll understand everything and then we'll become liberated. Now, though that process is not completely wrong, just like we find here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna gives us knowledge of our position in this world. He informs us that this material world is miserable. That the attempt for sense gratification binds us in this material world. But that sense gratification is actually the cause of misery. Yehi sangsparshaja bhoga dukha yone evate adyantavantakantaya nakteshu ramate buddhaha. Sense gratification means trouble. So, knowing this, nateshu ramate buddhaha, an intelligent person, which means someone who's got knowledge and who acts on the basis of that knowledge, he doesn't become involved in sense gratification. This knowledge, the process of gaining knowledge so that one can become detached from this material world, that is an accepted process. Vaishnavas, they don't reject that. But unlike the impersonalists, they don't think that this is all in all. They know that beyond the position of liberation from the material world is the positive position of service to Krishna. The definition of mukti is to be free from this present form, the material forms that we get.
ಮುಕ್ತಿಯ ಒಂದು ಅರ್ಥ ಏನಂದ್ರೆ ನಾವು ಈಗ ನಮಗೆ ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವಂತಹ ಭೌತಿಕ ಶರೀರ ಭೌತಿಕ ರೂಪವನ್ನು ತ್ಯಜಿಸೋದು
ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಹಿತ್ ವಾ ಅನ್ಯಥಾ ರೂಪಂ ಟು ಗಿವ್ ಅಪ್ ಆರ್ ಬಿ ಫ್ರೀ ಆಫ್ False forms and swarupena vyavastiti, to be situated in one's actual form or in one's actual position. Which means in the service of Krishna. So knowledge is not by no means is wholly rejected. Knowledge is desirable. The right kind of knowledge is desirable. But vidyadadati vinayam, one who's actually knowledgeable becomes humble. And real humility is to know that I am the servant of Krishna. So knowledge is required, but it can be very dangerous also. Knowledge is meant for leading us in the right direction. But we can go off track by knowledge also. Actually, by real knowledge, we'll always be on the right track. But ignorance often poses as knowledge. Well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has analyzed that. Joro vidya joto mayar vaibhav tomar bhajane badha. Anitya sangsari moha janamaya jivke kareye gadha. Dadha. He says that knowledge of the material world, material knowledge, is simply a manifestation of maya. It is an obstruction in Krishna consciousness, developing Krishna consciousness. In this world, this material world of temporality, anitya sangsari moha janami, it gives birth to more delusion. And it makes the jiva into an ass. So real knowledge is elevated. But simply amassment of information is, it means that you're carrying a lot of useless things, just like an ass. So that's... So real knowledge doesn't mean just simply accumulating information. Bhaktivinoda Thakur further comments, say jnana ajnana jani, that what that kind of knowledge is actually non-knowledge. Now I know it to be non-knowledge. So it is required to understand what is the real object of knowledge. And we have to really get it right, because if we don't get it right, then we get it wrong. To get back to that point, then knowledge can be misleading. We think we know a lot, but it doesn't really help us because it's not exactly to the point. We may have some kind of intellectual pleasure from knowing many things, but that is a long, long way from bhakti. And knowledge can be bewildering in other ways also. Especially this impersonalism that is based on what they call knowledge. And it might seem like knowledge to them. But the conclusion makes no sense at all. It's nonsense.
Saramsha,
Their conclusion, their siddhanta, that the jiva and the Ishvara are the same, it's just completely nonsense. But it can be very enticing. This Shankaracharya was empowered by the material energy. Who's his wife, actually? His Lord Shiva. His wife is Maya. So he's empowered by Maya to make this bewildering philosophy, which sounds very attractive, but which just keeps you in Maya while you think you're being liberated.
ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯರು ಒಂದು ತತ್ವವನ್ನು ಹರಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ. ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯರು ಶಿವನ ಪತ್ನಿ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ಮಾಯಾ, ಈ ಮಾಯಾ ಶಕ್ತಿಯ ಪ್ರಭಾವದಿಂದ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯರು ಹರಡಿರುವಂತಹ ತತ್ವ ಮನಸ್ಸನ್ನು ಆಕರ್ಷಿಸುತ್ತೆ, ಆದರೆ ನಮಗೆ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಸಿಕ್ಕಿದೆ ಅಂತ ಅನಿಸುತ್ತೆ. ಆದರೆ ಅಂಥವನು ನಿಜವಾಗ್ಲೂ ಬಂಧಿತನಾಗಿರ್ತಾನೆ. ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಸಿಕ್ಕಿದೆ ನನಗೆ ಅಂತ ಊಹೆ, ಕಲ್ಪನೆ ಅಂತ.
So it seems like knowledge, and it does incorporate, Shankara's teachings incorporate much of which is very powerful and pertinent knowledge. His analysis of how this material world is simply full of suffering and illusion is exactly to the point. And it is expressed in a manner that makes the point very clear. It's like a hammer for smashing illusion. That's the name of one of his words, that Maya Moha Mudgala, something like that. So, but then, when that's interwoven with the idea that actually the jiva is supreme, then it's gross misstatement, gross wrong conclusion mixed with it's the right understanding mixed with the wrong understanding. And so people think, yes, this is, he's analyzed it so nice. Yes, definitely this material world is all suffering. But then when he comes to what is the spiritual position, completely misleading. So knowledge can be misleading. Real knowledge can never be misleading. But to have partial knowledge and to mix that with a misunderstanding can be more misleading than having no developed knowledge at all. So that's why it's very important to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. If it is misrepresented, then we may take pleasure in the knowledge of Gita while getting it all wrong, misunderstanding it.
Tappu
Krishna has spoken very clearly so that it should be easy to understand that He is supreme, we are supposed to surrender to Him. But Daivi Yesha Gunamai Mama Maya Durataya, Maya is formidable.
Daivi Yesha Gunamai Andre Maya Edusoda Sulovada Karivala.
Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. If we surrender to Krishna, we can cross over Maya.
Krishna niga sharanagata radavarige matra maya shaktiyanu paramandike arhate irutte.
But if we try to understand Bhagavad Gita without an attitude of submission to Krishna, then we end up in more maya.
Krishna niga sharanagata radavarige Krishna niga seva salisutene anno manobhavane illade Bhagavad Gita odidru saha nama maya nammalli iruvantha maya nama mele prabhava maya na prabhava matrashtu hechagutte.
That's why it's essential to learn spiritual knowledge from a Vaishnava.
Adike Vaishnavara mulaka adhyatmika gyananu swikarisuvudu ati agatya antu helalagide.
And Vaishnava means one who wants to teach us Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Vaishnava andre Bhagavad Gita yatharupa namage helikodalikke mundu bartane.
There are many things in Bhagavad Gita which most people don't want to hear. It's too severe for them to hear.
Bhagavad Gita dalli aneka amshagalive jana samanyarige adu kelike ishta agalla.
For instance,
udaharanege
asakta anavishvanga putra dara grihadeshu, Krishna mentions as one of the factors of knowledge that one should not be attached to one's home, wife, children, and so on.
Udaharanege Krishna helidane yarige agli avara mane avara swanta mane makkalu henti idara mele moha belibaradu anta helidane.
And most people don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear that sense gratification causes suffering. Some kind of rationalization goes on in the perverted factory of one's mental speculation. The factory of one's perverse mental speculation. If you can translate the factory of one's perverse mental speculation, well done. We should give you a medal. You can enjoy it.
Karkhana,
that's an Urdu word. You should use the Sanskrit word. Shrama Mandira. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that sense gratification causes misery, but there is some happiness there also. So why look on the bright side? Why be so negative? There is something enjoyable there also. Let's some philosophizing here. So in this way you can be an expert, you can learn all the verses of Bhagavad Gita and still be in ignorance. By choice.
ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆಯಲ್ಲಿರುವಂತಹ ಶ್ಲೋಕಗಳನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಬಾಯ್ಪಾಠ ಬಂದರೂ ಸಹ ನಾವಿನ್ನೂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನದಲ್ಲೇ ಇರ್ತೀವಿ.
Because if we actually believe or accept or understand that this material world is miserable, then we can't enjoy anything here.
Now, ನಿಜವಾಗಲೂ ಈ ಭೌತಿಕ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ ಅಶಾಶ್ವತವಾದದ್ದು, ಅನಿತ್ಯವಾದದ್ದು, ದುಃಖಾಲಯ ಅಂತ ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡ್ರೆ ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾವ ಭೋಗಗಳನ್ನು ಅನುಭವಿಸಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ನಮಗೆ ಉತ್ಸಾಹ ಬರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ.
Well, that's the whole point. That's why Krishna speaks Bhagavad Gita.
Krishna ಹೇಳಿಕೊಡುವಂತಹ ಏಕೈಕ ಮುಖ್ಯ ಅಂಶನೇ ಇದು.
But if one still has a motive to enjoy this material world, then it's too harsh.
It's too
harsh, harsh. English word harsh, not. Nishtur, kotur. I mean, can't I even get the pleasure of winning the Bhagavad Gita contest? Can't I even get the pleasure of winning the Bhagavad Gita contest and showing I'm the best in Bhagavad Gita? So there is a saying in English, ignorance is bliss. And we say that surrender to Krishna is bliss. So which one is true? What do you think? What does Prabhupada say? Surrender to Krishna. Well, actually, in one place he says that, in one purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that there are two kinds of happy people. One is the Paramahamsa, who is full in spiritual bliss. And the other is the ignorant fool.
Ajnani,
Mudha, yeah, it's a good word. Because he thinks, I'm happy. Everything's nice. And Prabhupada writes, but the person who is not happy is the person in between. The one who is trying to be Krishna conscious. That means he's neither getting the happy, he hasn't got the happiness of Krishna consciousness, and he's denying himself the happiness of sense gratification. So you're all unhappy fools! And me too.
ಆದರೆ ಅವನಿಗೆ ಪರಮಹಂಸರಾದವರು, ಕೃಷ್ಣನಿಗೆ ಸಂಪೂರ್ಣವಾಗಿ ಸೇವೆ ಸಲ್ಲಿಸಿರುವವರು, ಅವರು ಯಾವ ಆನಂದವನ್ನು ಅನುಭವಿಸುತ್ತಿದ್ದಾರೋ ಆ ಮಟ್ಟಕ್ಕೆ ಇನ್ನೂ ಬಂದು ಸೇರಿಲ್ಲ. ಆದರೆ ಅದರ ಅರ್ಥವೇನೆಂದ್ರೆ ನಾವೆಲ್ಲರೂ ಸಂತೋಷವನ್ನು ಅನುಭವಿಸದೇ ಇರುವಂತಹ ಭಕ್ತರು ಅದೇ ತರ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾ ಇದ್ದಾರೆ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್.
ಟು ಕ್ವೋಟ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಮಾಡರ್ನ್ ಫಿಲಾಸಫರ್, ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಈಸಿ ವಿತ್ ಐಸ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ಡ್.
ಒಬ್ಬ ಆಧುನಿಕ ವೈಜ್ಞಾನಿ ತತ್ವಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಹೇಳಿದ್ದಾನೆ, ನಾವು ಕಣ್ಣು ಮುಚ್ಚಿಕೊಂಡ್ರೆ ನಾವು ಜೀವನ ನಡೆಸಿಕೊಂಡು ಹೋಗೋದು ಬಹಳ ಸುಲಭ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳಿದ್ದಾನೆ.
ಇಫ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಪೀಸ್ಫುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ.
ಈ ತರ ನಾವು ಸುಖವಾಗಿ ಸಂತೋಷವಾಗಿ ಇರಬಹುದು ಅಂತ ಜನರಿಗೆ ಗೊತ್ತಾಗ್ತಾ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅಂತ ಹೇಳ್ತಾನೆ.
ಬಟ್
ಆದ್ರೆ
ಜನ್ಮ ಮೃತ್ಯು ಜರಾ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ birth, death, old age and disease come and spoil our happiness.
ಇನ್ನಾಲ್ಕು ಜನ್ಮ, ಮೃತ್ಯು, ವೃದ್ಧಾಪ್ಯ, ವ್ಯಾಧಿಗಳು ನಮ್ಮ ಸುಖವಾದ ಪರಿಸ್ಥಿತಿಯನ್ನು ಸುಖವಾದ ಪರಿಸ್ಥಿತಿಗೆ ತೊಂದರೆ ಕೊಡುತ್ತೆ.
So we may be very happily living.
ನಾವು ನಮ್ಮಲ್ಲಿ ನಾವೇ ಸುಖವಾಗಿ ಇರಬೇಕು ಅಂತ ಅನ್ಸ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರು
in a tiny pigeon hole.
ಯಾವುದೋ ಒಂದು ಸಣ್ಣ ಕೂಡಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಪಕ್ಷಿಯ ಗೂಡಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಇರಬೇಕು ಅಂದ್ಕೊಂಡ್ರು.
Breathing in the nice polluted air of Bangalore, the garden city. We have a good job in a prestigious company, and we have to sit in the traffic jam 3 hours every day to go to work. But don't worry, the metro is coming soon. Life is so wonderful in Bangalore. It's on the same level as any American city. In fact, it's even ahead. We have better traffic jams and more pollution. Wow, you can say traffic jam in Canada. Psh, pretty good. Pretty good. Give him a prize. So we may delude ourselves that life is wonderful, and this is ignorance is bliss, but the fact is this material world is miserable. So one should come to the platform of knowledge. Knowledge begins with understanding that this material world is miserable. And the culmination of knowledge is to be situated in our position of eternal service to Krishna. That requires full dedication to understand that knowledge. Because in spiritual life we may also think ignorance is bliss. In recent years, so many people have put so much faith in their gurus only to be disappointed. Here in South India, there was this Paramahamsa Nityananda. He came from a relatively small town in Tamil Nadu, came to the big city, Bangalore, to expand his fortune, and was found out to be a cheater. Then in North India, there's this Asaram Bapa, similar kind of thing. So the people who have accepted them as a guru, they must have been, while they were in ignorance, they were feeling very happy. Nice guru, everything good. Then they were disappointed. And they found out that their ignorant bliss became shattered when they came to knowledge of what's actually going on. And in our Krishna consciousness movement also, being a, a big movement which is operating in Kali Yuga, there are also many things which we might not want to discuss with everyone. We may become disappointed if we hear so many things. Is it better to be in ignorance? No, we should know. We shouldn't be in cultivate a or just imagine that there are no problems or even that there are no serious problems within the Krishna consciousness movement.
Now,
but understanding this should, if we're actually sincere and intelligent, that should give us the impetus to find out where is the actual truth. If we read Srila Prabhupada's books, we can understand that there is deep knowledge and connection with the ultimate truth. With this is real knowledge. So we should find that connection, how we can connect with this knowledge, with this bhakti. We have to find satsanga. Sanmukharitam bhavati avartam. We should hear from real devotees about Krishna. We may be disappointed if we see people who speak in the name of Krishna, but whose activities are not saintly. But that doesn't mean that we should think that everyone who speaks in the name of Krishna is misleading. Ultimately, we have to accept someone to guide us on the path of knowledge. Krishna says, Vaidesha Sarvera Hameva Vedyaha, by all the Vedas am I to be known. But if we try to study all the Vedic knowledge by ourselves, we're likely to become more confused than knowledgeable. And if we will, just like you may follow Shankara's commentary, and then you'll get confused. We may find in Shastra some things which we find very difficult to accept or understand. Therefore, we are enjoined to take guidance from someone who can guide us through this. Shabda jala maharanyam kevala chitta brahmanam, said Shankaracharya. This forest, shabda jala, the words, the philosophy, it's like a great forest.
ಈ ಶಬ್ದಗಳ ಅರಣ್ಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಗೆ ಯಾರು ಮಾರ್ಗದರ್ಶನ ತೋರಿಸ್ಬೇಕು, ಮರಣ ತೋರಿಸ್ಬೇಕು. ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ನಾವು ಯಾರು
So we can simply get more and more confused unless we take guidance. Now, even if we take guidance, it's required that there's some trust there also. In the case I just mentioned, Paramahamsa Nityananda Ashram Bapa, people had trust in them. Personally, I could never trust such people because I see they promote themselves, they don't promote Krishna. That's one thing. When before I came to this Krishna consciousness movement, I had the impression that all these Indian swamis, they're all simply cheaters. But that was one of the many major differences between Srila Prabhupada and all these bogus gurus, is that Srila Prabhupada,
yeah.
Srila Prabhupada didn't promote himself, he promoted Krishna. So we have to have trust that someone can guide us through this great forest of innumerable philosophies and perspectives and information. Knowledge is the greatest blessing if we get the right knowledge, otherwise it can be a curse in which we can become more bewildered, more angry. So even we have to accept a guide, and we're enjoined to see what is their character. Are they really dedicated to Krishna, or are they some kind of materialist in disguise? But even one is warned not to, one has to be very careful in approaching the great acharyas and spiritual masters. When I was researching for this, writing about Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I came up across this, that the leading disciples of his, they were very careful to write and speak about him in a manner that would not suggest to anyone any mundaneness about him. For instance, if you hear that someone who's known as a great spiritual personality has piles of gallstones, you might think, that's strange. How can they have such a mundane disease?
Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, ಒಂದು ಒಂದು ಒಂಥರ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಇತ್ತು, ಹೊಟ್ಟೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಒಂಥರ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಇತ್ತು ಅಂತ ಎಲ್ಲರೂ ಜನರನ್ನು ತಿಳಿಸಿದ್ರೆ ಜನರಿಗೆ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಕನ್ಫ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ. ಅಂತ ದಿವ್ಯ ಪುರುಷರಿಗೂ ಇಂಥ ವ್ಯಾಧಿ ಇತ್ತ ಅಂತ.
So in other words, there were things which his intimate disciples knew about him, but they did not want other people to know about him.
ಭಕ್ತಿಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ಠಾಕೂರ ಪ್ರಮುಖ ಶಿಷ್ಯರಿಗೆ ಭಕ್ತಿಸಿದ್ಧಾಂತರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ, ಅವರ ಶರೀರದ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಮತ್ತಷ್ಟು ವಿಷಯಗಳು ತಿಳಿದಿದ್ರೂ ಸಹ ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಜನರ ಜೊತೆ ಇಂಥ ವಿಷಯಗಳನ್ನು ಚರ್ಚಿಸಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಹಿಂದೆರುತ್ತಿದ್ದರು.
So for common people to, they should know what they need to know about the acharyas, and they should not know that which they cannot understand because they don't know properly who are the Vaishnavas, what is the Vaishnav tattva.
ಈ ಆಚಾರ್ಯರ ವೈಯಕ್ತಿಕ ಶರೀರದ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಅಥವಾ ಬೇರೆ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಪಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳದೆ ಹೋದರೂ ಸಹ ಏನು ನಷ್ಟ ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ. ಯಾಕಂದ್ರೆ ಅಂತಹ ವೈಯಕ್ತಿಕವಾದಂತಹ ಜ್ಞಾನವನ್ನು ಅರ್ಥ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಳ್ಳುವ ಸ್ಥಾನ ಇಲ್ಲ ಅವರಿಗೆ.
Or if you become very knowledgeable, you might think that, well, in this case he made some mistake, or he's supposed to be a great acharya but made some mistake, said something wrong. And in this way, one becomes too intelligent, over-intelligent.
ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಜನರು ಈ ಆಚಾರ್ಯರ ಬಗ್ಗೆ ಅವರು ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ನಂತರನೆ ಅವರು ಸಾಮಾನ್ಯ ಪುರುಷರು, ಅವರು ತಪ್ಪು ಮಾಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ಈ ವಿಷಯದಲ್ಲಿ ತಪ್ಪು ಹೇಳಿಕೆ ಕೊಟ್ಟಿದ್ದಾರೆ, ತಪ್ಪು ನಿರ್ಣಯ ತಗೊಂಡಿದ್ದಾರೆ ಅಂತ ಅಂತ ಭಾವನೆ ಬೆಳೆಯುವ ಒಂದು ಅಪಾಯ ಇದೆ.
ಜ್ಞಾನೇ ಪ್ರಯಾಸಮೃತ ಪಶ್ಯನ ಮಂತ್ರ ಏವ. Don't think that we can understand everything by ourselves. We have to be humble.
ಪ್ರಪಂಚದಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವ ಸಮಸ್ಯೆ ವಿಷಯಗಳನ್ನು ನಾವು ಸ್ವಯಂ ನಮಗೆ ಅರ್ಥ ಆಗುತ್ತೆ ಅಂತ ಅನ್ಕೊಳ್ಬಾರ್ದು. ನಮ್ಮ ಹೃದಯದಲ್ಲಿ ನಮ್ಮ ಮನಸ್ಸಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ನಮ್ರತೆ ಇರಬೇಕು.
So knowledge is required.
ಜ್ಞಾನದ ಅವಶ್ಯಕತೆ ಇದೆ.
Knowledge is the greatest blessing.
ಜ್ಞಾನ ಒಂದು ವಿಶೇಷವಾದಂತ ವರದಾನ.
But if we remain ignorant without knowledge of Krishna, our life is spoiled. But even if we take that knowledge in the wrong way, it can actually cause us to make more offenses than to make proper advancement. So we shouldn't be like rabbits. The rabbit, when he's faced with the wolf is coming to kill him, simply closes his eyes. We should see that this material world is very dangerous and very miserable. But we should acquire that knowledge by which we can come out of ignorance by in the proper way. As is stated just four verses prior to the verse that we're reading today. Tadvidhi ಪರಿಪಾತೇನ ಪರಿಪ್ರಶ್ನೇನ ಸೇವೆಯಾ ಉಪದೇಕ್ಷಂತಿ ತೈ ಜ್ಞಾನಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಿನಸ್ ತತ್ವದರ್ಶನಃ. This is the formula for getting knowledge, actual knowledge.
ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಿವರಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ ನಿಜವಾದ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಪಡ್ಕೊಳ್ಳುವ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಏನು ಅಂತ. ಈ ತದ್ವಿಧಿ ಪರಿಪಾತೇನ ಎನ್ನುವ ಶ್ಲೋಕದಲ್ಲಿ ವಿವರಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ.
That one should submissively, with a service mood, with an attitude of wanting to learn, approach those who know.
ವಿನಯದಿಂದ ನಮ್ರತೆಯಿಂದ ಸೇವೆ ಸಲ್ಲಿಸುವ ಮನೋಭಾವನೆಯಿಂದ ನಾವು ಗುರುಗಳ ಸಮೀಪ ಹೋಗಿ
So, Hare Krishna, I don't have much more time. I have to go on to another, to the Sheshadripuram Jagannath Mandir, so I should finish here. Hare Krishna. I've been talking about knowledge. I request you all to please study Srila Prabhupada's books. Hare Krishna.